from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top six at six.
Where's Matthew?
Oh, no.
I'm not sure. Oh, I know where he is. He's letting someone into the building.
Coming in at number one, Tony Abbott's let himself down again.
What's he done?
Is it any surprise?
He's out of politics now, isn't he?
Yeah. One of the worst prime ministers considered. Arguably the worst prime minister in history.
Mm.
Mm.
I'd say he was.
How long was he PM for? Three or four years?
Yeah.
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 He's described George Pell as the greatest man I've ever known. I just don't understand why you do that. It's so provocative, I think. For all of those victims, whether or not you believe that George Pell, whether he was exonerated, whether his charges were quashed, whether it took place, whether the allegations were indeed real, was tested in court, was found to have not been the case.
Yes.
Why would you provoke all of the victims of Catholic abuse
with
those
sense,
kind of
it?
Comments.
Yeah.
There's so many of them.
It's very surprising that he said that.
I mean, George Pell was many things, but we know he facilitated Risdale.
Yeah.
Mm, yes.
If we only know that, what more do you need to know?
True. Yeah. Good point.
Reckons he's the greatest man he's ever known. The greatest man you've ever known?
After all the people that he'd met.
Yeah.
Who's the greatest man you reckon you've ever known?
Oh, you, of course, Marty.
Thank you, mate. Correct answer. Likening him to a saint and comparing his treatment to modern-day crucifixion.
Mm.
Emotional language. He's come off the long run, Tony.
He has.
He variously described Pell as one of our country's greatest sons. A great hero and a saint for our times.
Here's what he said.
And as I heard the chant, Cardinal Pell should go to hell, I thought, aha, at least they now believe in the afterlife. Perhaps this is St. George Pell's first miracle.
Oh, my God.
Right, okay. Down,
bow, bow, bow. Bow, down, bow, 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 bow.
Who's the guy who used to slide into scenes all the time?
Crane just slides in from the side. Shaking his hair. Your car's here. What an idiot.
Yeah.
Coming in at number two, Australia's $5 note is set to undergo a redesign following the decision to dump King Charles III from the legal tender.
Mm.
He'll be replaced with a design which honours the culture and history of the first Australians. The new note is expected to contain a First Nations design rather than a portrait of a specific person.
Right. Well, that's a good idea.
Great. Mm. Why not? Mm-hmm. Coming in at number three, GWS have confirmed that James Hurd has left his role as an assistant coach at the club and appears to be moving away from the AFL world completely, will you?
I think it's been for a while now. Just quietly.
What, he just quietly moved away?
Exited the industry.
Yeah.
Was he living in Sydney?
Yeah.
Was he?
He helped Mark McVay steer the ship through the end of last year.
And he moved up there
the
and everything.
Yeah.
Coming in at number four, bioscientists are working to resurrect the dodo bird, which has been it's been in zinc since the 1660s, and release it back into the wild.
Did you learn nothing from Jurassic Park?
Oh, good call.
Mm. That's right. Just leave it dead.
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand cloned her dogs.
Yeah. She did, actually.
She cloned her dog.
Did she? Did it work?
Yeah, it worked.
I think she has done that a couple of times.
I think she's got several generations of cloned
dogs.
This
is confirmed.
Wow.
Really?
That's so bizarre.
Resurrected and cloned or cloned while alive?
No.
I think just cells and, you know, petri dishes and all of that kind of gear. I don't know the ins and outs of it, Matthew.
No.
Do they stay, like, trained?
Before her death.
Same personality? Oh, 20 seconds.
Jesus. Oh, good questions, though. Number five, Tom Jones hit Delilah, banned by Welsh Rugby Club, over the lyric, "I crossed the street to her house, she opened the door, she stood there laughing. I felt the knife in my hand and she laughed no more."
Oh.
Well, fair enough.
Probably.
He's going to cut her throat. Coming in at number six, new research reveals Lisbon in Portugal is the most romantic capital city in Europe.
Wow.
Top six at six. What's on the back
page? Sporting news now.
What?
Time for the wide word of Will. What is going
What's
on over there?
I tried to put my walking tour into YouTube for today. I'm going to walk through Gibraltar.
Gibraltar, yeah.
For those of you playing along at home, but I just put...
And I said, oh, you've gone back to Liberia. No, I haven't.
No, I haven't. I hate it when William's right. If computers are involved, I'm always wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the button I found out about yesterday? Space Jam?
No, what? Tab.
Tab. Space Jam. Tab. Who knew?
Tab.
DC, did you know about Tab?
What are you using?
It's been there for a while. Hey, what did you use it for?
He saw Lauren.
You explain.
Lauren put the password.
I was putting my username and password, and I said, then you can just hit tab to go from the username thing to password. And he was like, tab?
You?
Didn't even know what it was.
Wait till he finds out about alt tab.
I thought a photo of Elle Macpherson would come up. Remember those ads?
Yeah.
Her wandering up the beach. That's when she was called the body.
That's right.
Yeah.
My God, she was stunning.
Still is.
Still is.
Speaking of stunning, how about that upset in the Big Bash last night?
Oh, my God.
Brisbane Heat, who finished fifth on the ladder in the home and away season of the Big Bash, have now defeated the Sydney Sixers to make the final.
You're kidding. What? They've come from fifth to make the final?
They've just keep winning finals.
All right.
They were chasing a modest total of 116, which is...
Set by
Sydney. Which is an underwhelming total in what's effectively a semi-final. Michael Nisa for the Brisbane Heat scored 48 not out. He steadied the ship and guided the Heat home to win by 4 wickets. 15,000 at the SCG last night.
Bit of momentum it's falling soft, out of it. How's it been going on TV?
Not too bad.
All right.
From what I understand.
Okay.
Yeah. They will now play the Perth Scorchers in the final tomorrow night. That's over at Optus Stadium. Perth aiming for a record fifth title. They dominate the Big Bash.
They really do.
The Scorchies. In football news, the 2023 Women's FIFA World Cup hosts Australia and New Zealand, a tournament that's starting in July, are reportedly very disappointed after the news that Tourism Saudi Arabia will sponsor the tournament.
Right.
So it's a FIFA decision that they weren't aware of.
Okay.
Officials said they weren't informed. They've jointly written to FIFA, and obviously there's an opposition to the history of the country's record on women's rights and homosexuality.
How do you get to February and not know who's sponsoring your tournament?
It does seem strange.
How does that happen? Yeah. Who's running the show?
FIFA.
But at what point, from Australia and New Zealand's Football Federation points of view, don't you go, hey, who's sponsoring this?
Yeah.
Because we've got to get signage. Who's doing the signs?
Yeah. Saudi Arabia's women's team only started playing last year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's been...
Still not allowed to drive to the ground, though.
Exactly. Honestly, it's farcical.
Saudi Arabia do have a big push on at the moment to try and be a big tourist destination in the future. So that's the start of it.
Yeah, it comes as Saudi Arabia was also confirmed as the host of the 2027 Men's Asian Cup tournament. And then we've got Cristiano Ronaldo currently playing football there. They've got a Formula One Grand Prix, the LIV Golf Tour. So there's a lot going on with Saudi Arabia. They're calling it sport washing.
Sport washing.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. They're eyeing off a Men's World Cup bid as well. So watch this space.
For what? Cricket?
No, sorry, for football.
Didn't they
just have something?
Qatar had it.
And Qatar, yeah.
All the same.
Nearby.
It's very close. It's just over the water.
Yeah. Which water's that?
The Persian Gulf.
Oh, sounds so romantic.
Doesn't it?
If you're not being stoned.
You're laughing too hard, Matthew.
You made that worse, man.
Matthew, stay out of it.
Caught me off guard.
AFL news. Angry Bulldogs supporters have taken to social media, disappointed with a recent interview that appeared on the Brisbane Lions accounts of Josh Dunkley, the new recruit up there, high-profile recruit.
What's he done?
Well, it's not that bad, but he said this.
The boys have come back really fit and are running really well, which has been a bit of a change-up for me too, because we didn't really run a lot at the Dogs as much as what we do here.
Oh.
And then he's also said this.
Obviously, coming from a place that's got some good midfielders and then to another place that's got even better midfielders.
So it's firing up Bulldog supporters.
And then
Dunkley responded on Twitter last night saying it was taken way out of context and there's no problems at all with the club to some angry Bulldogs fans.
Yeah.
And then a man called Korn.
Did a man called Korn have to say?
He disagrees. He says, I don't fully believe him when he says he has no issues with his former club. Otherwise, he wouldn't have tried so desperately to leave twice because he tried to get to the Bombers the year before.
That's right.
Man called Korn, honestly, he gets it.
He'll say anything, a man called Korn.
He also questioned the lack of fitness comment because the Bulldogs had season-ending fade-outs in the last two finals campaigns, that famous grand final loss against Melbourne over in Perth where they disappeared in the last quarter, and then Freo eliminating them in the elimination final last year. So Korns thinks maybe they should be running a bit more.
But they've just extended the coach, haven't they, at Footscray?
Beveridge, yes. Yeah.
So they can't be that worried about him.
No. And they're still doing pretty well.
Yeah, they're fine.
But I just like when Korn stirs the pot.
Oh, so do I. I love it. The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.